So hello and welcome to my podcast. It's Learn Reiki and Connect, and it's with me, Tracy Matthews. So in this week's discussion, we are talking about clairaudience and clairvoyance. So before we jump in, I just want to give a warm welcome to everybody, because this space is about helping each other. And that's really to connect with that light, the light that's within us, which is from the highest source, God's spark, universe, whatever label we recognize that to be. And here's what I've noticed. If we tune in and connect to this part of us, do you know what? It helps us out. And especially when we hit a roadblock in life and we don't feel so good, or something's kind of derailed us, we don't understand why, and we don't even know how to get out of it. So that little thing called intuition, that light, that higher self, often sends us a signal, a ping, if you like, just sort of gets our attention so that we're able to listen and hear. And this is really what this podcast is all about. It's helping those who want to tune into their inner voice. You know, you want to navigate your life from the inside out. And what I mean by that is in full awareness of who you are as a spiritual being, and whilst you're having a physical life. Now, what that means that when we enter into difficult parts of our journey or something throws us off balance, you and I can go within and seek that wisdom and that knowledge and how we can move forward. But, you know, what I've learned is that, you know, as much as all these answers are within us, the question is how do we access it? More and more people are wanting to access it. So what my inner voice has helped me is to work out, you know, all through the difficult times that we can access that part. You know, we can look through the lens of our soul, but sometimes we just need to get quiet enough or to be in that frequency. You might have heard me many times refer and help people to understand what are those frequencies that we go into so that we can hear the higher self, so that we can get that information and get that wisdom that we need, and really what's causing us to sort of feel so lost, what it is that's completely thrown us off balance. Because if we see it through the lens of our soul or higher self, the inner voice, you know, what that will do is help you to see your truth. And that's a beautiful thing, because what happens then is that we start to remember who we are, what we've come here to do. So just going to jump straight in then with this week's podcast, and we are talking about clairaudience and clairvoyance. So, are you clairaudient? Are you clairvoyant? What's your take on that? What would your answer be? Do you identify with these gifts? Because essentially they are gifts. But here's the thing. A lot of these gifts, sometimes in our physical life and when we're not quite sort of aware of it, we're not sort of aware that they are gifts. And I know that's happened to me on my path. So I embrace that. And I talk all about that in a podcast with Clairsentient. But on this one, we're going to look at some areas. Well, what is clairaudience and what's clairvoyance? What does it mean? And what are the signs that you have these kind of gifts? And this is the interesting one, the effect of untapped or even unrecognized gift such as these. How does that look in our lives? And lastly, what does it mean to create boundaries? So stick around. Don't go anywhere. Stay with me. Because we are going to really dive into this. And please hit the subscribe button. Join me every week, because, you know, this is the place where we're going to talk about stuff like this. So, okay. So when we look at the term Claire, when you look at that, it's actually referring to a French word. And that French word actually means clear. So in other words, it's sort of referring to clair hearing. So clairaudience is actually to do with hearing. So it's not the physical, normal hearing that you're hearing me now talking, you're hearing what's going on around you, but rather it's a hearing beyond what's present. So how about clairvoyancy then? Well, again, I think this is quite well known. This is all about clear seeing. This is again referring to not the seeing of what's around you now, where I'm sitting, I can see all around. So this is more beyond what is present. So this sort of hearing and seeing is beyond our physical senses. So do you experience hearing and seeing like that? Are you aware of that? Maybe that's sort of drawn you, or maybe you're interested in it as to why you've sort of like listened in. Because I think as well, especially with these clairs, we have a preconceived idea of how these intuitive good gifts, if you like, how they're going to be. I know that happened to me. But one thing I've come to appreciate is that we don't choose them as such. We can develop them, but we are gifted with these. And I always find it quite interesting how what we tend to do is we think that others are more gifted. We think that we don't have anything. But in actual fact, we do. Now, I remember learning how to meditate, connecting in with source energy, and I don't know why, but I wanted to see it. I just thought, nobody told me, I just thought, well, I'm supposed to see the light. Well, my higher self, my soul, had a way of showing me through my journey. It was about tuning in my way. So, in other words, it was how I naturally tune in with these different clairs. So, and that kind of brings us in then. Well, what are the signs, if you like, that we have this gift? So we're going to focus on, for this podcast, hearing and seeing. But essentially, you know, we've got the knowing, the smell, taste, feel, and all that kind of information. But I really want to focus on the hearing and seeing, because we do have all these gifts. But what I've realized is that we are wired differently. And I find it very fascinating and very interesting, because over the years, I've seen this demonstrated time and time again when I was teaching one-to-one the Yasui courses. And this is when I started my personally and of how to tune in to how a person receives energy. And wow, that's been amazing. And I still love it now, because I can sense how someone is sensing energy. So I always find that really quite amazing, really. And I've noticed that when a person is in a frequency of alpha, and incidentally, we go into alpha when we daydream. Sometimes we go off and just in a dream world, or we're just sitting there. It can be with a coffee. It could be when we're just literally with our cat, just purring on our lap, or we're out walking the dog. What happens in these frequencies is that we're not necessarily active with our conscious mind thinking. We become very present. And that's the same state during meditation. But sometimes we are not aware of it. And that's something I really want to help people understand, It's not a magic state that we go into when we meditate. We actually do this, and a lot of this is unconscious, meaning we're not aware of when we're in that frequency. So what happens then, which I've noticed, when people are in this frequency, when they're in a meditative state, or maybe they're just in the daydreaming rather state? Well, I've noticed some feel energy. So they feel source. How they feel that is through vibrations, like waves, movement of energy around them, fluctuations in temperature, hot, cool, and they're able to interpret what that means without words. In other words, feelings are beyond the physical. When someone just touches you, they're feeling it on another level. Now, seeing is always very, I find, quite interesting, because they always tell me, as if they are predominantly that way, they see the white light. They see colours. They often see spirits, or they see gateways, portals. I mean, it's just incredible. But that's how they perceive around them. They see beyond what is around them physically. So what about hearing then? Again, this is amazing. They may hear energy. Now, some have reported saying hissing, that there is a crackle. They hear almost like the electricity of energy. I mean, how incredible is that? They hear the inner voice. They hear that frequency. And there are so many other ways in which they can hear and pick up beyond now. Hear lyrics in a song, which is beyond perhaps the meaning of the song, but they hear it, which translates a message to them. So it's really quite fascinating. Then we've got knowing. This is an increased awareness. This is an expansion of knowledge. Now, this knowing is not that someone is telling you, but you know. There is a level of cognizance and really awareness of information and wisdom, and sometimes people come out with the most in-depth things, or maybe they put it in a song, and when someone says it, you know, we feel that. But there's a knowing, and this is a quite interesting one, and maybe not so there again I say maybe it's not so much that we experience it, but for some it can be. But smell and taste. Now, this is when we're in that frequency where we can smell maybe a fragrance associated with a loved one or a family member that has died. But when we smell, we sort of have that sign, then we seem to sort of get a sense of maybe they're with us, or we remember them, or a message. And I think this goes with taste as well. And I think taste, that's incredible. I've got to share this with you, because I had one occasion, this is a couple of years ago, when I was actually doing a guided meditation with connecting with spirit guides. And in this guided meditation, sort of set the scene for you, was in a park bench. And on this park bench, it just said that there is your guide with you. And I looked and I could see this cat. This cat was beautiful. Its whiskers were moving in the wind. And this is the thing, I could taste a sort of earthy taste in my mouth. It was so fresh earth. It was a taste and a smell. Now, not that I've ever put earth in my mouth. That's not what I'm saying. But it was such a beautiful feeling. It was a connection. It was incredible. But I smelt that earth, and it's almost like I tasted it. It was quite an unusual experience, and I'd never forgotten that. And I found this, if we fast forward, when I did my Reiki teacher course, I was about to have my attunement, and my lovely teacher, Kate. Now, it was quite interesting, because if any of you have done an attunement, they're quite sort of quiet, sitting there, just sort of waiting for the attunement to start. But her cat was in the room, and she was having a bit of kerfuffle. So she was trying to get rid of her cat out of the room, which normally the cat never. And I had done my level one, level two, and my level 3A master level, and this was now my teacher. The cat was in the room. So it was really quite interesting. But this cat stayed in the room. In fact, if anything, the cat closed the door with a paw and sort of like, not in a weird way, but it was sort of indicating that it wanted to stay. And at that point, I knew that that cat just needed to be in the room. So anyway, I closed my eyes, I had the attunement, but apparently my teacher, Kate, informed me that the cat stayed in that room right next to me the whole time. How amazing is that? You know, you might have had something similar, but to me, that little meditation that I did, that guided meditation, it so happened to be a cat. The cat looks so familiar, they look very like that cat. White, voluptuously beautiful, and long whiskers. I don't know, it was just amazing. So what about you? Have you had times when you have just had some of these kind of senses? You know, these senses that are beyond what's here and now. Feeling, sensing, hearing, knowing, tasting, smelling. What about you? Has that brought any to your mind? Because we all have them. But what I've noticed, we seem to have one that's predominant and others follow. And I've noticed this with myself, that over the years that I particularly have clairsentience. I perceive the world. I always did before I even understood and knew what clairsentient even meant. There wasn't even a word when I was growing up, but I felt everything. And then I know claircognizant again. It's really when it's not until I stepped on my spiritual pathway and we've got now an understanding. We've got words that describe these feeling and this knowing. And clairaudience is when I feel hit, when I feel know, I hear. And this has developed over time for me. You might have had a similar experience. And then seeing. Seeing in your mind's eye, or physical, smell, taste. You know, and sometimes these senses are quick. We just get a sense. It's right there. And sometimes we can miss it. We go beyond it. But it's not until we either become interested in the metaphysical world, or we start getting on our spiritual journey, that we start treasuring, if you like, these seconds of glimmer, these beautiful moments that are beyond the here and now. And that brings us really to our next question, because what about the effects of hearing? You know, we're talking about this clear hearing and seeing when it's perhaps not recognized, it's a little bit untapped. So in other words, we don't know that we have these gifts, because that sometimes can be the case, that we begin to realize, oh, so that's what that's all about. Or it's not showing up as we think they should. And I think this is what happens when our spiritual journey. We kind of think that, and I know this was with me too, that we will sense more sort of positive things, that we'll sense energy, we'll feel guides and all that and so on. But I think this is really important to bring up, because when we start recognizing in ourselves that we are clairaudience and we are clairvoyant, that this can sometimes present itself in a confusing way, and particularly what's happening. Because this is what I've noticed, is that there can be random onset of hearing in your mind's eye, or perhaps even out aloud. And this can really be unsettling for some people. And I'm going to be honest here, when this happens, it can show up, or it looks like there's a mental health problem. And here's why. Because hearing may, and we're talking about clear hearing here, hearing beyond what is in the physical. Because this may include hearing in your mind thoughts. Now, sometimes these thoughts can be a bit shocking, out of character, or it might leave you wondering, where on earth did that come from? So has that ever happened to you? You can be just randomly picking this up. And there is a level of randomness to it. I would say that there is a level of control. What I mean by that, it's not happening all the time. And it's not completely intrusive. But it can come on and it can taper off. Now, this is where I'd like to sort of just direct you that if that is happening for you, or there is a level of intrusion, you might want to listen to the podcast, Hearing Voices in Your Head That Are Not Yours. Now, I've done a part one, which goes through some detailed signs, and also part two, and how you can tell the difference between your thoughts and those of anything that you're picking up around you, which includes earthbound and spirits. So you might want to go and check that out. I will leave a link below for you, because that might sort of just help you if that's your experience. Now, I've mentioned it before, that happened to me in 2022, and that came out of the blue. But what might surprise you was what was at the cause of that. So you might want to check that out. So let's just focus a little bit now on this sort of random clear listening. So you might be able to pick up thought forms that are negative, which what I call out of the blue. And it wasn't until I guess I went through this that I began to realize what we tend to do with this gift, because it's not quite showing up in the way that we think it should, is that we misinterpret them as our own. So in other words, we think it's coming from our mind. Now, I've had to sit with that for the last sort of year or two and really sort of observe that and see how that plays out. You know, because there is an energy, and I talk about that in those blogs. There is a frequency to them. There is a negative trajectory. So that might be something that you might want to follow on and listen to. And something else that can go hand in hand, and that's this clear seeing. Remember this clairvoyancy, seeing beyond the physical. And what I notice, and what others have told me, is that in your mind's eye, you start to see images. Maybe it's a snapshot. Or maybe there's just an odd film playing in your mind, and you can't work out what that is. Has that happened to you? And I think when this happens, we think that something's wrong with us. And if it gets a little out of hand and it really starts affecting us and we really sort of not sure what's going on, we make the assumption that it's our mental health. I did the same, and I've been working with others. And it's really, this is what I call out of context. meaning it's showing up negatively. It's not focusing in, you know, because it's like when we go on our spiritual awakening and we're on our path and our journey, we assume we're only going to pick up spirit guides, angels, and, you know, and it's going to be beautiful. And yes, we do. I just want to be really clear on that. That is beautiful when you hear the higher self and you hear the frequency, and that's wonderful. But, you know, we're talking about when it's not recognized, we don't sort of see it in ourselves, either that we've got this hearing beyond what is here in our physical, and when we are seeing beyond what is here in our physical. Because it can show up a little bit confusing. And this is where I always feel is where we need to use discernment. And this is something that I have learned on my path. Because the truth is that being here on our school and having an experience on our planet Earth, we are going to have experiences both positive and negative. So does this mean that we don't have any control, that, you know, we're just on it for the ride? Well, we do have control. I always want you to sort of, and I always want to share that with people. And I've been through it myself. Yes, we do have control. But what I think it's really clear what happens in these situations that we misinterpret, that these negative thoughts that we're picking up through hearing on another level in our minds of this clairaudience as our own. We misinterpret it as our own. And this is also followed by seeing beyond now in our mind's eye. That, or some have even reported to me physically seeing, where they see these kind of things. This can be very confusing. And what can happen, it can even cause a person to shut down on their spiritual path, mistakenly thinking that there's a serious problem here. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted to share something like this. And this is what I'm constantly doing for my own life and helping others to do, is really look beyond what is happening, what's causing it. And sometimes from a spiritual, energetic lens, it looks totally different from the labels that we've got on our 3D world and the symptoms that we're going through. So if I may, I'd like to share what happened. And back in 2021, this was a wonderful client who came to see me. And they came to see me and they were very unsettled. You know, we were just sort of like coming out of lockdown. So, you know, he was really sort of feeling like, please help. Because he was hearing and seeing things. So we went through all of that. And he was explaining what was going on. And he was really worried as to whether he was going mad. You know, his mental health was going downhill, and because he just couldn't understand. So I reassured him. Number one, I believed him. And number two, that he's going to be okay. So when he had his session, his Reiki session gave him a lot of peace, because that session can really help a person just to connect in with their higher self, feel source, hear really the frequency of your higher self, get a level of just peace and understanding of what's going on. And that for him was happening, because that gift, even though it didn't feel like a gift of hearing and seeing, was really overwhelming for him. So what happened with him? Well, we did our journey, which I love to do. And this is where the beautiful, this is how I see so many people. And he learned how to connect with source energy. This was incredible for him. Of just learning how to meditate, quietening the mind. Because if there are those that are you that are going through this, the mind can feel quite noisy. And especially when it gets to the level of intrusion. So for him, he was able to quiet his mind with the meditation. And something which we always go through is learning energetic boundaries. You know, we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but this is really essential. This is part of healthy boundaries on an energetic level. We need to put them in place with relationships, people. Boundaries are good. So this is something that that we always cover, and this was something that he was beginning to learn. So later on then, he contacted me. And this time, he knew he wanted what was referred to as an Akashic Record reading. This is a session. And some of you know that if you've been listening to my podcast, I talk about some of the things that has helped me and help others. It's because this really starts to lift the veil on who we really are. This is a level of orientation and awareness on our path that when we really start to go back to understanding, remembering who we are with our Akashic Records, it's a very sobering and very powerful point along our journey. So he was ready to remember his truth. And amongst many things that came out, I'd like to share that one powerful truth came out for this lovely client, that they were part of what's referred to in the records as a third order. Now, this is a soul that is responsible for escorting other souls in and out of the physical body, whether that's birth or through death. So they also clear entities. They help entities or earthbound souls, spirits. They help them to move to the light. They also hear and see earthbound spirits. And here's the thing, because this really helped him, that the earthbound spirits seek this kind of soul out for assistance. And that was also something that was going on for him. There was a bit of a barrage, if you like, of souls, spirits, whatever we want to call them, earthbound, that were really trying to get his attention. And a lot of these souls work in mediumships. And it's really interesting because being someone that is doing that level of mediumship and that communication, they learn very quickly about boundaries, which we are going to refer to. But of course, for this client, this gave so much understanding. This was really the missing bit, because for this client, you know, the context of hearing and seeing looked like there was something wrong. There was a great deal of anxiety, worrying, conclusion that something was going on in his mind, that there was a decline, and that perhaps, you know, he wouldn't be believed, because it's really difficult if we are experiencing something that is beyond the here and now. It can be very scary when we're going through it because we don't understand. We don't understand why. So in this particular context, this was able to help this client move forward, understand with a level of clarity in order to move on. And this is where we can gain peace. So in actual fact, this is true for all of us, because when we go on our embark on our journey and our life, our path, we have a combination of feeling beyond what is here, knowing beyond what is here, hearing beyond what is here, and seeing beyond what our physical eyes are seeing around us. This also includes smell, taste, which is really beyond our physical life. So when we are having an overwhelming experience, and it's really incredible when it includes this kind of thing, it's so beautiful to understand that there's a reason why. And this is something that I learned. This is something that was incredible to me, because I moved on my path, which was now to include, I knew what it was like to experience the light. But sometimes when we increase in our hearing, we increase in our seeing, we increase in our feeling, and out of context, and that context of being that's beyond the physical, it shows up that there's something wrong with us. And this is where I really wanted to share and help those, because a lot through the written articles had reached out, because they were also going through similar kind of experiences. But of course, this is where we don't actually understand what's going on for us. And this is really beautiful, because this is where our higher self will always alert us and let us know. And incidentally, in those podcasts that I have done, I admit that's what helped me through that, is that my higher self was always there. The light is always within us, and it's within you. No matter what is going on for a person, that we can sort of see through when we're ready, when the time is right, so that we can understand this and how we can help each other. And really, that there's nothing wrong with us, because it's really all about being a spiritual soul encased in a physical body, and that we are going to hear and see things around us that perhaps might sort of, we find it's a little bit unsettling, or it's a little bit out of the norm. But this is where I think now, in the context, and there's so much information around us, that we can now tune in to that part of us where we can now, which I'm very grateful for personally, is understand what's causing, making us feel low, making us feel depressed, making us feel that way. What's causing the voices? What's causing that misalignment of feeling okay, and then what's happened from there on? And that's something that I really cherished, and that's really what I really wanted to share in this week's topic and the podcast, because that really brings us to the last point then, about boundaries. And this is something that I help clients with: keeping an energetic boundary, keeping our energy intact. And this is something that you can do straight away. And this is something that it can be a shield of white light, a bubble, so that we don't get overwhelmed. And you know, I do this regularly to handle my energetic sensitivity, because I feel, I know, and I'm seeing beyond the physical. And this is something that I'm very grateful for, because it just means that there isn't a decline, which I thought there was in me, a decline in hearing. I'm able to then to use discernment, which I talk about that in hearing voices that are not yours, and how we can move forward. But one of the things is really is about these boundaries. And this is not done in fear. This is all about being the best version of ourselves. This is about the highest good of ourselves and with others. This is not about fearful that something will come and get us. In fact, it's the opposite. When we embark on our personal journey and our growth and understanding that we are a spiritual being having this experience here in the physical, that we actually see beyond the veil. We'll be able to quite often see beyond the dimensions and picking up and knowing stuff that sometimes perhaps we wouldn't share with others because they might think that there's something wrong with us. But this space, I just want you to know there is nothing wrong with you in this context. And this is something that is covered through the online Reiki courses, the remote Reiki courses, whether they're on Skype one-to-one with me personally or the one-to-one in-person courses. Because it really helps us to gain an understanding, seeing the physical 3D life and also understanding the spiritual and the aspect of ourselves. We've got our physical senses and we see through them. And I often think there are sometimes our physical senses is what we perceive the world until we begin to wake up. And then we begin to really see and feel and know and sense the world through these energetics, these gifts, because they are gifts. It's just that at the moment, it might not be showing up for you that way. You might be a little overwhelmed with what you can hear. You might be a little overwhelmed with your mind's eye in the pictures and how randomly they can come in. And this is something that you might need it to hear today. This is something that you might be aware of. And it might be something that's going to help you. It's just going to help you to understand who you are as a spiritual soul, a being. And all of us are trying to sort of live our lives whilst this other part of us is dueling. I often feel it's like a dueling here. We've got the physical, but we've got the energetic spiritual, seeing beyond, feeling and hearing beyond what is here. So what's going on with you? What's been your experiences to date? Does this resonate with you? Maybe this might mean you can look through the lens at your mental health, especially in the context of what we are talking about. I know I have. And that's why I've been very open and sharing that with others. Helping to get a level of orientation as to why we've just gone and declined what it is that is happening for us. And the biggest wake-up call for me is to use discernment. Because I think, you know, especially if you are on your path and you're helping others, and we know what it's like, you know, with guides, the light, it's very beautiful. But sometimes we just need to use discernment and also use, as what some mediumship people would say, open and close. We literally need to put some boundaries in place. And what doesn't feel right, well, that's a big indicator. And I went through a lot of didn't feel right when I went through my experience. But you know, I'm glad I went through that experience because I love the light so much more. And I've just realized whether we're in the body and out of the body, we're all trying to make our way to the light. We're all experiencing. For some, it's really away from the light and they're creating this negativity. They are doing things outside of themselves which are not good, not aligned to themselves. And then there are those that are just trying. We're learning. It's beautiful from the spirit realm and from source. There's no judgment. We've got all the judginess here. But from the spirit, that's not that. There's so much love for those that are in and or out of the light. It's a way that we can experience ourselves. So I really hope that if you're hearing and seeing and it's not quite in the context that you thought it would be, and it's a little bit more on an aspect that it's causing you a little bit of anxiety, worrying, or even perhaps it's coming intrusive, then I hope this has helped you to just sort of tweak that lens a little bit. And I hope it's helped you to gain clarity that this is a gift. And that this gift of hearing, this gift of seeing, is really beautiful. And once we realize that when we're seeing what we're seeing and hearing what we're hearing, we can start separating it. What's ours and what isn't. And on that podcast, Hearing Voices in Your Head That Are Not Yours, how I talk about really that the stuff that's not ours, we shut that down. And we reinforce that with boundaries. So I really hope this has helped. And please hit the subscribe button so that you don't miss any more of these discussions and topics that we're going to talk about. So I'm on YouTube, I'm on Spotify and other listed platforms. Please also visit the website learnreikiandconnect.co.uk, and there you will find, as I was talking about earlier, just the ways in which I help people through that beautiful process of focusing the mind with meditation, using the power of your intention. Also check out the online workshop, How to Speak to Your Higher Self Using the Pendulum. So until next time, do take care and bye for now.